views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Sonny's Barbecue.
Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, and it's time for Sonny's Barbecue. When you hear old Stevie singing Sonny and your smile makes my day, that's how I feel when the Chief Kindness Officer Eldon Scott walks into the studio, because it's always Sonny's here when he's here.
Good morning, Meg.
How you doing, Eldon?
I'm doing well.
I'm so excited to see you. We missed you last week, so yeah, I hope you're feeling a little better.
Feeling better, doing good. Had a little health scare, but all's well, and all's well that ends well, right?
I believe that's a Shakespearean play, perhaps, or a Shakespearean sentence. I'm impressed.
I don't know. Picked it up somewhere. I don't know where.
Well, it's great to see you. So much happening this week with the Blue Angels, and we've got Red, White, and Blues week, and this is the big event today.
I was out there yesterday.
I figured you were. I almost thought you'd be there today.
Well, a couple of friends had a little party they were having down at the Hilton. I was like, you know what? I got a few minutes. I'm going to pop in, say hello. So they were up on the 10th floor.
Perfect.
Got to see a few of the Blues blow by before the actual show. So they were doing some of the media runs, I believe.
That's the way to go.
See a few. So it was really cool.
Cool. Yeah, I had a chance to be out there quite a bit, being with the Pensacola Beach Chamber. And they're out there now with the Blues Beachside Bazaar. So they got everything set up and ready to go. And
yeah, that was a great vantage point. So where the hotel room was.
Oh, like the Hilton's
you could see straight down to right at the main part of the beach and all the things going on. So
one year I was at Portofino, and they come around that corner down at the east end of the beach.
Yeah.
And where I was staying was practically eye level with the jets, because they were doing flying low, and I thought,
see that pass over the
yes pier? I was talking about that was, if you don't know, we had breakfast with the Blues, and there was a pass that the guy went over. I swear I thought he was going to hit the pier. He went over the pier, and I mentioned this the other day on the show, and he was probably, I'm not kidding, in the picture, it looks like an inch above the guardrail, I'm not a foot.
Too close.
It was really close. Yeah. And there's a couple pictures out there. You can find, somebody had texted me about how to find it. I think they're on Facebook, Instagram. I'm sure they're probably BB Booth, photographer. Really cool. She's the best. I'd gotten some great shots of that. So it's out there.
It's a fun time of year here, right? You got 4th of July, Blues Week right after. Yep. Everybody's excited. Probably 100 or 200,000 people will be out at the beach this weekend.
Yep, I think the weather's going to hold up. Right now, the traffic's looking pretty good. It's moving pretty good. The casino parking lot is closed now. Yeah. However, there's still lots of parking out on the east and the west end of the beach. And they're doing trolleys, so you can get a trolley back and forth, which is great. And then tomorrow they'll have buses, too.
Yeah, I heard some people using the ferry to get out there.
So anyway, we are talking about the beach, and I know that barbecue can go with.
Well, that's what I was going to say.
I mean, you could go pick up some barbecue and take it out with you.
I know you're going to have to be out at 3 o'clock in the morning to get out there on the beach. So tonight,
get you some barbecue.
Get you some barbecue.
Yeah.
Get you some pulled pork. Make you some sandwiches, or get some pre-made sandwiches, buy it in bulk, or whatever you need to do. I'm just saying, barbecue and the Blues, that's a good combination.
I think so. Yeah, I think that'd be the way to go. Get it all have a whole thing, and then you just take a big cooler out there, a big box of barbecue.
Some barbecue beans, some coleslaw, potato salad.
Yeah.
You know, you have a couple gallons of Sonny's sweet tea, some lemonade, and you have a good old time.
That sounds good to me. Well, in case someone is here that's visiting from out of town, and they're like, okay, I'm sold. Where are the Sonny's Barbecue locations so I can stop by and do that?
Yeah, we have four locations that serve the News Radio listenership. So our first location we'll start with is the one over in Pace. It's located in front of the Lowe's Home Improvement Store. So it has a drive-thru, which is Meg's favorite, because Monday we got that special.
Yes, sir.
That buy one, get one free pulled pork sandwich at every Sonny's location here in the area. So definitely make sure you take advantage of that special. So there's that location there in Pace. Then we have our 9th Avenue location, which is located just south of Creighton Road on 9th Avenue, tucked right behind the AutoZone. Nice little quaint location back there.
It's nice because they have tables in the shade.
Tables in the shade.
Very nice place.
Nice little front porch seating area.
Mm-hmm, I like it.
Yeah. That, we do have a banquet room there. We can host up to 40 people. So still getting a few little graduation / birthday parties for the summer. So if you're looking to book one of those still, looking for the venue, a lot of the kids who have later birthday parties in the summer, they're kind of doing co-birthday party, graduation parties. So still booking a few of those. So definitely take advantage of that. You got nonprofit groups. Mm-hmm. I was at the ambassador.
Well, chambers are nonprofit too.
Yeah. I was at the chamber ambassador meeting this morning. So, which shameless plug, I won ambassador of the month. Woot,
did
woot.
You really? What a shock! The chief kindness officer wins ambassador of the month.
So that was very nice. You know, all your peer ambassadors vote, so they voted me as ambassador.
I love
of the
that.
Month, so that
I can't think of anybody that's more deserving.
So, yeah, it was fun. So it's kind of
Yeah.
So back to the store. So 40 people there at the 9th Avenue Sunny's location. Then we have our Navy Boulevard Sunny's location. It was right at the end of Highway 98 on Navy Boulevard, just north of the Pensacola NAA's main gate. We can host up to 75 there in the banquet room. So you can definitely take advantage of that if you have a larger group. And then we have our Pine Forest or Shelley Road location, which is located right off of Pine Forest Road, just south of I-10. So yeah, come see us at any of our four locations. Make sure you get that barbecue tonight. So mm-hmm. you have it, you know, you're going to have to get up at 3:00 in the morning. You just pop it out of the fridge. Turkey, some smoked turkey sandwiches sound absolutely
delicious.
Yeah,
that'd be perfect.
You know, a little mayo, mm-hmm. bring it out in the cooler.
That'd be perfect.
I'm just saying.
Okay. Well, we've got some texts coming in from listeners this morning, Eldon. So first of all, if you want to talk to Eldon and have a question for him about Sunny's Barbecue, 850-437-1620. Our friend Janet, who listens to Pep Talk, she says she got another friend from Baton Rouge to listen into the show this morning. So I'm going to do a shout out for her, to her friend, Randy B, who's in Baton Rouge. So hello, Randy. And I want to give out a shout to Joe. Joe Dadabo is a friend of mine, says he listens to the show on a regular basis.
Thank you, Joe.
And someone you know that I believe you may have seen this morning, our friend Tammy Ward with Perdido Key Chamber. She is said, hey, Eldon, great to see you this morning. Hey, Meg. So right back at you, Tammy.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Weirdly enough, the store, we have a Sunny's location in Baton Rouge. So if you're listening from
Baton Rouge.
Oh,
no kidding. Okay.
The one there on Florida Avenue, I've actually been to that location. We opened a new location in Gonzales, Louisiana. As part
of our
company.
Okay.
But that Baton Rouge location has been there for, I don't know, 40 years or so also.
Oh, no kidding.
And so that is part of our company also. So
excellent.
A little outside of the news radio listenership on the radio, but
that's
definitely
okay.
Listen online at newsradio92.3.com, right?
Yes, you can. And we also have the news radio app, so you can listen through the app. And speaking of apps, I believe you have an app as well.
There's an app for that.
There's an app for that. Tell us
for
about
Sunny's Barbecue
app.
Yeah. So that's where you can always get your best deals on barbecue. So that birthday big deal.
Mm-hmm.
So if you'd like a free meal on your birthday, go ahead and just download that app. You do have to have it downloaded within 8 days of your birthday. It's kind of a little caveat there for the system to process through and all that. So go ahead and get it downloaded so you can get your free birthday big deal.
Mm-hmm.
But that's where you also get all your best rewards points. So you're going to be able to – and actually this month we're doing half off rewards. So
oh, really? What does that
something
mean?
Something costs 5,000 rewards points.
Uh-huh.
You can get it for 2,500 rewards points.
Oh, so you don't have to use up as many of your rewards.
Yeah, so all your rewards are basically your yeah. Woo, we're both tongue tied. That's rewards.
Rewards.
Okay. So you can get those half off. So you know you're gonna get a little bit more out of your bonus bucks. So.
There you go. Okay. So where do you find it?
Yeah. So you can go to sunnysbbq.com.
Mm-hmm.
You can navigate there. So down at the bottom of the page, it'll navigate you to your Google or Android Play Store, or you can go directly to the Play Store and just search sunnysbarbecue.com.
Wow. Okay. Very good. Yeah, that sounds great. All right, so it's summertime, and one of the things I like about Sunny's is that you definitely mix up your menu a little bit. You know, you do different things at different times of the year. So what are some of the things that are maybe a little different that are on the menu for summer?
Yeah, so we got the summertime menu, and it has been going really, really well. A lot of great feedback. People are excited about the some of the, especially the competition barbecue sauce. The That one is just really good. It's got that molassesy nose, a little bit of heat on the back end. Great flavor. So if you haven't had the competition style barbecue St. Louis ribs with the competition sauce, they grill them just a real quick to give them a little chef's kiss.
Ooh.
And then with that nice molassesy sauce, it's just, they're really good.
I like that word, molassesy.
Molassesy. Hey, we made it up here on News Radio.
It's a News Radio term. Special term. Molassesy. So that sounds good. Yeah. Some other things too.
Yeah, the slider trio. So you get a chopped brisket. So we're doing like a little slider sampler. So you get chopped brisket, pulled pork, pulled chicken. So you get those three sliders there. So it's a great little deal. The strawberry corn cakes, mm-hmm. which are delicious. And you don't think cornbread and strawberries go together until you put them together and you're like, hey, this is pretty good.
So. He brought that in for me about a month or so ago, and I almost hung up my headphones. It's like, okay, what are my priorities? Doing the radio show or eating this incredible dessert?
Huddling up in the corner and smashing the rest of the
It's just dessert. Not fair. I'm telling you, it was really, really good, yeah. Especially with the fresh strawberries. It just is, this time of year, you can't
really
beat it.
Yeah.
It was really good.
Yeah, iceberg wedge salad with barbecue sauce on it, so that's kind of a lighter thing that we're doing. Street corn salsa that we're doing. So that's a nice little good shareable appetizer. It's got a little like a corn dip. So
oh, nice. That sounds good.
That's a good one. Then our competition style wings. So with the competition sauce, get the wings. I like to get my wings fried. So we normally grill them.
Mm-hmm.
I like to grill them. I like extra crispy skin on my wings. So I like to drop them in the fryer, which we can do.
That sounds good to me. Yeah. That sounds good.
Toss them in that good competition barbecue sauce.
There you go.
The other specialty sauce that we have for the summer menu is the Tennessee vinegar sauce.
Ooh.
I know Kevin here is a big fan of the vinegar sauce. So if you prefer that Carolina style, like vinegary based, this one is the reason why we're calling it Tennessee sauce. It's got a little bit of mustard in it. So it's a little mustard vinegary. I'd say more vinegar than mustard, but it's unique, and it's
definitely a Tennessee taste, because I know if you're a connoisseur of barbecue, they're very different kinds of barbecue.
It is.
More brown sugar based, like you said, molasses based.
That one definitely does have brown sugar in it.
But the Tennessee has a little vinegar, gives it a little,
gives
zing.
Gives a little kick.
Yeah, a little zing. Not
pizzazz.
Hot. Not hot.
No, not hot at all.
Not hot.
No.
But very good.
I'd say the competition sauce is hotter than the Tennessee vinegar sauce.
Okay. Well, I just got a text in from Tammy. I had her confused with the Tammy that's at Perdido Key. This is my friend Tammy Ward that I know from Zeta Tau Alpha, which is a sorority that I was in, and we're sorority sisters. So there you go. So I got it right this time, Tammy.
Got a couple different Tammys.
There you go. All right. So else can you tell us about Sunny's?
Yeah.
Have you got some events coming up?
Well, we had the big event last weekend. Not last week. I guess it was the weekend before. Which was the Missing Parts Ride over at Emerald Coast Harley-Davidson over in Fort Walton
Beach.
Right.
How did that go?
It was a huge event. Our head pitmaster, Shannon Snell, came over. We did a whole hog, which was a ton of fun. We did some pork belly burn-in style.
When you say you did a whole hog, you mean you had it out there cooking it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That must have been something.
Yeah. So he was about 94 pounds.
Whoa.
So we did the whole thing. And
oh, wow.
Yeah, injected it and smoked it for about 14 hours. And
oh, my gosh. Wow,
it was a good time. So
I guess,
it set out there. Some pictures on my Facebook page. You can see that. So if you want to check those out, definitely take a look at those. And, it was a lot of fun. Amazing turnout. I want to say they had like over 750 riders at the bike ride. I think it was close to like 1,500 people that wound up coming out in total.
Gosh.
So it was a great turnout, fun time, awesome job by our team. You know, we had multiple things going on.
That's a lot of people to feed.
We brought smokers out on site, and we had, you know, the VIP experience, and then we were selling to the general public. And so it was probably as complicated of an event as I had, done for my time with Sonny's, and the team was great. We did it. Everybody pulled their weight and did a great job, and we got through it, and everybody, all the feedback was great from that, so it was a lot of fun. And
well, you always do a great job. I've seen Eldon at so many events this year, and if you have an event coming up, maybe you've got a nonprofit event, graduation, a party, something special, from small to large, I think you said you can cater up to, 3,000?
We say 10 to 10,000.
Wow.
So
they definitely, the person to call would be Eldon, and he can get that set up.
Love
for
feeding
you.
Large groups. The biggest catering I've been a part of is 4,600 people.
Oh my gosh.
And we do that on an annual basis for USA Alumni Association over in Alabama.
Uh-huh.
That's the biggest one that I've been a part of. And let me tell you, it's a lot of work and it's a lot of fun too. You know, you got mm-hmm. smokers on site and you got 30 people there, you know, 25, 30 people, you know, serving and prepping all the food and getting everything and pulling the pork and just doing all the things. And it is a lot of fun. So if you got a large crowd you need to feed, we can definitely take care of you with Sunny's Barbecue.
Well, here's a good question for you from one of our listeners. Do you cater whole hogs?
Absolutely.
Oh, that was a yes.
Yep.
Wow. Okay. Yep. How can people reach you? How do they need to get in touch with
so
to set something
up? Yeah, so if you
want
to reach out to me directly, so my cell phone is 850-418-3331. I'll say it again, 850-418-3331. And yeah, we do whole hogs. We actually do like full leg of cow. It's called a steamship. So we mm-hmm. do that. The prime rib, which is getting some great fans from people just loving the Sunny's prime rib. So we did that.
It's so good, honestly.
At the Favor House Roundup. We mm-hmm. won best dish at the Favor House Roundup. So
did
that was
you really?
Excited.
I'm not surprised. It's so good.
That prime rib with a little au jus and our creamy horseradish sauce is.
Okay, he just
so
made the
good.
Gesture.
Yes.
That's so good
Chef's
gesture.
Kiss.
Yeah, the Italian. So we're talking with Eldon Scott, Chief Kindness Officer with Sunny's Barbecue. If you've got any questions about Sunny's Barbecue or ways that you can get involved or download the app, any kind of question related to barbecue, this is our expert because this is the Pensacola Expert Panel, 850-437-1620. So now have you got anything coming up in the next this month for that you're looking forward to?
No, Leadership Pensacola is starting. So next week we've got our first orientation. So I'm excited about that.
You're going to have such a good time with that.
August 1st is our first like full day. So looking forward to that. I was hoping to get to MC the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce Good Morning Pensacola again.
Uh-huh.
But that's the first day for
Leadership
Pensacola. So that didn't work out.
Okay. But, they'll get you back again.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll happen. It's a lot of fun. Give me a microphone for an hour and I'll have a good time.
Because you're so shy and demure.
Yeah.
Definitely. He's in his red shirt, white fringe, big cowboy hat. Got your red shoes on?
Got the red shoes on, of course.
On the toes of fine looking shoes right there.
Yep.
You can't miss Eldon. He does such a great job. I think being the Chief Kindness Officer has to be one of the best jobs ever.
I think it is the best job ever.
Your job is to go out and meet people and have fun.
And do barbecue.
And do barbecue.
And do some slow smoke barbecue.
Yeah.
Pretty much every day. So
I think it's pretty great.
I'm looking at the clock, Megan. We have a giveaway.
Okay, what are we going to do here?
All right, let's make it quick.
Okay.
Third person to text in blues is going to win a family feast from Sunny's Barbecue.
Okay.
That'd be great to take out to your...
Yes.
To your...
To the
Blues weekend,
yes,
so,
for sure.
But you'd have to pick it up tonight because we're not open at 3 a.m. We open at 10:45 every day. So
and I'm already hungry, so yeah.
So I don't know how logistically you'd work that up to pick it up on Saturday. But,
well, you can figure something out. It'll be the third person that texts in now with Blues, 850-437-1620. And while I'm looking at the text, Eldon,
I'm going to talk about a couple other things that we do for the catering. So on the catering side, we do things that aren't necessarily always in the restaurant. So we talked about the whole hog. We can cater that. The steamship, the prime rib, but something else. People love some burnt-ins. So brisket burnt-ins, that's something that we do offer on the catering menu that we don't necessarily offer in the restaurant on a day-to-day basis. But if you got a event and you want to do some barbecue burnt-ins, we can absolutely make them for you. And let me tell you, they are money. That is what I used to win third place at the Pensacola Egg Fest.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I used our burn-ins and our jalapeno cheddar sausage.
Wow.
And made a little, what I called a upscaled smoking gun, which is a sandwich that we used to offer at Sunny's. But those burn-ins are absolutely delicious. So if you got a catering event, you want to do something a little different, we can do those burn-ins for you. We do a number of different things. You can go to sunnyscatering.com. You can kind of see some of the options there that we have on the catering side.
Uh-huh.
And then all the time, like, I want to do everything to help our customers. So for the WSRE Food and Wine Classic, I actually did Barbecue Laya.
What's that?
I know, right?
I perked up. So, that just sounds barbecue Laya. What is that?
So it was like a little spin on jambalaya with a lot of barbecue in it. So I did a smoked chicken, a Cajun smoked chicken. I did our smoked jalapeno cheddar sausage, and then also some of our sliced pork. And what would be typically considered a jambalaya. So had somebody had sampled it and they're like, hey, we want to do that for a specific event. So we can't do outside of the menu on, you know, in the store, but for catering, we do have a little, little freedom to kind of go off script a little bit. And, you know, incorporating some of the good Sonny's recipes on some of the different things you want. We've even done chicken Alfredo for people on different things. We do
really?
Fellowship. We do Fellowship of Christian Athletes. We do their annual banquet. We do fettuccine Alfredo for them. So that's not something we do all the time.
Oh, that sounds,
you know,
great.
Obviously,
that's
we're
one
known
of my
for
favorites.
Our barbecue, but okay. You know, on the catering side, you got a special needs or something that, you know, it's kind of out of the what you would think would be the normal Sonny's wheelhouse. We can definitely talk through it and figure it out. And we'd love to take care of you one way or another.
Awesome.
Obviously, we're known for that good slow smoke barbecue. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's our wheelhouse. But, hey, you got something that's outside of the scope, we'd still love to serve you and take care of you with some good Southern hospitality.
All right. Well, it looks like we have a winner.
All right.
You ready? All right. Congratulations to Tim. Tim, your number, I don't have your last name, so you need to go ahead and text that in to me with all your information. And it's Tim with the last four digits, 6869. So congratulations, you just won yourself a family feast.
There you go.
Eldon, tell us, what's in the family feast?
Yeah, so you're going to get four meats. You're going to get a whole chicken. You're going to get pulled pork, chopped brisket, and you're going to get your three sides, and then also your choice of bread. So and
a
gallon of tea.
That's fantastic. And they have the best iced tea, by the way.
So good.
So it really is. I'm not just saying that.
It is.
I mean, you can tell that I'm a real fan.
Yeah.
I'm not playing.
No, it's good. It's
as really, they say in the South. I'm not playing.
It's really good sweet tea.
It's really good. Yep. So, Eldon, I'm just amazed at everything that you do. If you want to review, is there anything we need? We've got about 2 minutes left. Anything you want to chat about?
Yeah, make sure you get that app downloaded so you can get all your rewards points. You got to, you know, come and dine with us in the restaurant. We do full-service dine-in restaurants. So, the other thing, buy one, get one free beers every day.
Wait, back up.
Bar.
Wait,
happy
what was
hour.
That?
Yeah, I know.
That's important for some people.
Buy one, get one free beers all day, every day. So happy hour all day. And so, you know, it's a good cold, ice cold beer goes along with barbecue very well.
Very
so
well.
That's a great, great special that we do. Oh, the other one, I almost forgot about it. Kids and grandkids eat free every Saturday.
That's one of my favorite. Grandparents and parents, right?
So bring those kiddos. So basically a free kids meal for 12 and under with a purchase of an adult entree. It's a great opportunity to, you know, spend a little family time together, sit down in the restaurant for, you know, 45 minutes, an hour, have a good conversation, eat some good slow smoke barbecue, build those good memories.
It's perfect. I love that. That's one of my favorite things too. Okay, so we have Sonny's Barbecue. Our chief kindness officer, Eldon Scott, is here with us. Eldon, give your information out one more time as we sort of wrap things up here this morning.
Absolutely. So yeah, we do have those four locations here in the local area. So definitely come visit us there. Visit us at sonnysbbq.com. You can reach out to me personally, 850-418-331. And come see us. We'd love to serve you some good slow smoke barbecue.
All right. It's always Sonny's here on Friday mornings when Eldon Scott, the Chief Kindness Officer, is in the house. You've been listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel.